Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 22nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Supreme Court okays social media law in Mississippi. The Supreme Court has allowed a new Mississippi law requiring age verification on social media sites to go into effect. This law, different from a recent Texas law, applies to all popular social media platforms, not just sites with sexually explicit content. Entities like Rumble Inc. that offer video sharing platforms will be following these legal proceedings closely to understand how their operations could be impacted. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies covered by IBN, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
U.S. household power bills surge 10% as tariffs policy hinges bite. American households are experiencing a 10% surge in power bills due to President Trump's tariffs and renewable energy policy changes. Climate Power's report reveals the impact since Trump took office. EV incentives from companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. are no longer boosting affordability. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on the green economy, provides access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Arlington Capital Partners stitches three GovTech firms into Numo to push unified cloud platform. Arlington Capital Partners has launched Numo, a cloud-based platform merging Avenue Insights and Analytics and Intellectual Technology, Inc. with GovOS to streamline government software and payments. Led by former Avenue CEO Paul Colangelo, Numo serves over 4,500 public sector customers nationwide. This move signals a push to modernize government services, meeting digital demands at scale. The merger builds on Arlington's previous GovTech investments, aiming to create a broad platform around recurring revenue and digital transformation. With backing from Audax and Goldman Sachs, Numo aims to accelerate product modernizations for federal, state, and local agencies in the evolving GovTech market.
State Roundup. Ed Hale announces run for governor as a Republican. Maryland sees 10-year high number of heat-related deaths. Retired banking executive Ed Hale Sr. announced his switch to the Republican Party as he plans to challenge Democratic Governor Wes Moore in 2026. Hale, owner of the Baltimore Blast soccer team, believes his moderate stance can bring down fees and taxes. Meanwhile, Maryland is facing a 10-year high in heat-related deaths, with 30 fatalities so far this summer. The state's health department warns of more deaths to come. In other news, Montgomery County is preparing for an influx of homeless individuals displaced from Washington, D.C. after an encampment was cleared. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories. Another economic opportunity missed by Maryland and the Moore administration. The Trump administration is seeking shipbuilding expertise from South Korea and Japan to counter China, with Senators Duckworth and Kim working to form joint ventures for the U.S. Navy. Meanwhile, Maryland missed out on this economic opportunity, as the state has a history of being a shipbuilding mecca. During World War II, Maryland's shipyards played critical roles in constructing vessels for the war effort. With a rich history in shipbuilding, Maryland could benefit from the Trump administration's plan to expand the country's shipbuilding capacity. Instead of focusing on other issues, Maryland's leaders should be looking to capitalize on this opportunity to bring economic growth back to the state.
Q&A with Justin Gross, co-founder of Justice for Kids, a division of Kelly Cronenberg. Justin Gross, co-founder of Justice for Kids, a division of Kelly Cronenberg, is a fierce advocate for vulnerable children, with over 30 years of experience as a trial lawyer. Alongside his partners, Justin focuses on cases ranging from abuse in foster care to civil rights violations, aiming to secure justice and reforms to protect children. Justice for Kids represents children harmed by systems meant to protect them, filing lawsuits for damages and handling cases of abuse, neglect, exploitation, and more. By utilizing technology like 3D animations to depict injuries, they strive to give these children a voice and a chance at a better future. Through their dedicated team, they work to hold those responsible for systemic failures accountable and ensure a brighter future for their young clients.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.